John's Week Weekly Summary, 29th of April to the 6th of May. We are all going to die one day. That's a funny way to start it. This is a serious audio. This is a serious version. We're all going to die one day. What is the point of having a miserable day today, tomorrow, the day after, if we are all going to die one day? I'm going to enjoy today and tomorrow and the day after. The new Zodiac year wants all of us to snap out of this feeling dead mode, feeling dead bored with life mode. It wants us to do something adventurous, do something exciting, do something stimulating, do something that makes you feel alive. When you've had a busy day, and I don't just mean busy in business, I mean a busy day, a really busy, energetic day. You did something from the moment you woke up to the moment you go to sleep. If you're traveling somewhere, going somewhere, you get to the airport early, you go through check-in, you get on the plane, you travel somewhere, you arrive somewhere, and then you unpack, and then you go out for an evening stroll in your holiday destination, your getaway destination. You feel as though you've done something today. I was there when I woke up this morning, and I'm here when I go to bed tonight. Doing something is what this week is all about. Why? Because we have Mars, natural home star sign of Aries. That's right. That's what's going to do it. Mars. Mars doesn't fuck around. Mars in Pisces, it was psychic, it was spiritual, it was contemplation. Mars in Aries is fuck it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it because life wants you to do it. Venus, natural home star sign of Taurus this week, 29th of 2030. It's Venus at home in Taurus with the sun in Taurus. Venus and Taurus, inner planets, getting it done, getting the job done. Taurus are known to be the laziest star signs of the whole zodiac until they get the right energy, and then they are so energetic that you're unbelievable. It's the difference between day and night. Why all of a sudden Taurus just makes it happen? Definition, therefore, this week is whatever it is that you have been thinking about, debating, hesitant about. If you didn't do it last week or the week before, then this is the week, then you're going to say to yourself, your aura is going to say, your brain is going to say to yourself, your energy is going to say to yourself, life is going to say to you, fuck it, I've got to do something. I've got to do something meaningful with my life before I drop dead and die. We're all going to die one day. That's guaranteed. And when people say about diseases, losing the battle to cancer, losing the battle of life, losing, we're all going to be losers one day. But in the meantime, this week, life wants you to be a winner. And being a winner means doing something meaningful and energetic with your life and stop acting like a loser, thinking like a loser, being a loser. Purpose of astrologers is to tell you which week, which time, which energy is going to be the most energetic. All the planets are now direct, and that's the definition of just get on and do it. If you don't do it this week, if you don't feel the energy this week, like I said last week, then you're actually dead. If you're not in the mood, if you're not in a good mood or a bad mood, then you're dead. There's something wrong with you. So you don't need an astrologer, you need a psychiatrist.